as you begin to see yourself less as separate from each other, and even separate from what you would like to attract into your life, and more as connected to each other, and already connected to what you are intending to create in your life, you'll start to realign your inner intention and create and manifest things into your life that you never thought were possible before. It's separation versus connectedness. The ninth is, you'll find yourself having frequent attacks of smiling, she said. And you can tell people's, you know, one of the levels, one of the ways to evaluate spiritual consciousness and higher awareness is how much does a person smile and how cheerful are they? Cheerfulness is one of the qualities of spirituality. If you find yourself down, unhappy, depressed, morose, fearful, anxious, you're experiencing those emotions, and at the moment you're experiencing them, if you can stop and work at a smile, and just look in the mirror at yourself and notice how glum you look, notice the physical appearance that you have, well, that's lower energy. That is weakening, not only is it weakening the muscles of your face and making you frown and so on, but it weakens your heart, it weakens your lungs, it weakens your blood, it weakens the entire system. And if you can shift that to having more frequent attacks of smiling. And finally, she said, an increased susceptibility to the love extended by others, as well as the uncontrollable urge to extend it. An increased susceptibility to the love extended by others, as well as the uncontrollable urge to extend it. I remember William Butler Yeats once writing about when he would find himself feeling most peaceful in his life is when he had the almost uncontrollable urge to extend love at any moment in his life. And I think it's appropriate as we look at the idea of it never being crowded along the extra mile, that the principles of inner peace and success that are going to follow here are based upon those symptoms, and they're based upon something so simple and yet so elusive to most people, an internal burning desire, an inner candle flame that never flickers regardless of what goes before you. And then you begin to practice these principles, and each of these principles that follow are principles that I have practiced and lived and will attempt to convey in stories to make it come home for you. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Comments, thoughts, what we'd like to do? Yes, ma'am. What is your first name? It's Dana.
One of the challenges that I have in my own personal development is that I love what you say. I want it. When I get challenged, I find it difficult for my heart. How do you get your heart and your brain to be congruent?
Thanks. That's a great question. You get your heart and your brain to be congruent the same way you learn to hit a backhand in tennis. The same way you learn how to play a game of chess. The same way you learn how to set your VCR. The same way you learn how to meditate. You do it not just with practice, but you do it with a commitment to it.